No. not
quite a trial. It's very friendly. So this is the appeal for 54 LeClaire Drive. And we will go around the table, introduce ourselves to the record. After we get done that, you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value should be and why. The board may have some questions, maybe some discussion during that 15-minute period. Once the 15 minutes are over, the board will recess and go into deliberative session. They'll make a decision whether to raise the value, leave it the same, or lower it. Then the town will send you by certified mail result agreements notice. By statute, we have to send them out 14 days at the end of the appeal hearings. So if we end the appeal hearings July 8th, it'll be 14 days after that. You'll receive something from us. Typically, we're trying to get those out quicker. I think it's taking about a week to get the decisions written up and sent, mailed out. So you should get it sooner before that, but all right, so.
Yeah.
So let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Gary Barrows.
Ted Sison.
Carrie Sison.
Now you have the floor for 15 minutes.
Ah, okay. So I've done, I've looked at the all of the appraisals on LeClaire Drive, which is the street that this house is on. And my house has been assessed higher than all of the other houses on the street. And our house only has two bedrooms, 1 3/4 bathrooms. All of the other houses have 3 or 4 bedrooms, and they have 2.5 baths. So when I was looking at the property, it appears as though the property itself, the land, is being valued higher, which is something we are not in understanding of, since the house sits on a piece of property that the only buildable part of that property is the actual house. The rest of the property is intersected by Indian Brook, and it is wetlands. So there is no buildable land beyond the house itself.
You can't walk down there.
There's a drop off, and then the rest of it goes to the interstate. No build. I did an analysis of similar properties that have been sold in Colchester within the last year's time frame, and those houses have 2 bedrooms. One of those properties is on 34 acres.
Can you give us the address of that, please?
I did on the paperwork that I submitted.
Okay. Thank you.
And also, there's...
And that sold for...
For $590,000.
Was Sand Road, 583 Sand Road.
Thank you.
Right. And 111 Red Oak Drive has 2 bathrooms, 1 bath, and 3/4. It's on a smaller lot of land, but that property sold for $605 in June of this year. So my best estimate would be matching that one on Red Oak Drive, which was $605,000.
Unless you want to keep the original value, which we wouldn't complain.
That's nice.
Well, not 670. The original value of 329.
Yeah. 2011?
Yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Technicalities.
Well, so no, we're not wanting to keep the 675, which has been.
Here's a tiger, Charlotte.
Thank you.
I've included all of that information along with an aerial photo of the land itself.
A good amount of data, which helps us. Thank you.
So you're saying that you believe the fair market value is 605?
Yes.
Around there?
Interestingly enough, there's a house that's not too far from us. It's a ranch style, though. It has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It sold for $595, and it's on Creek Farm. Mm-hmm. I didn't consider it an even because it's a ranch. Ours is a
two-story.
It's a Cape Cod, but...
Same neighborhood.
Same neighborhood.
Yeah.
It closed in April of 2026.
And I don't know, you know, ours says 2 bedrooms. Really, it's a 1-bedroom thing with a bedroom the size of this this room. It was built by a single person for a single thing. It's really a senior or no kid house. But it has a staircase, so it's not a total senior one.
And have you made any renovations to the house?
No, we haven't. Okay.
And there's a permit for a kitchen addition?
That was prior to our purchase.
Okay. So you haven't made any?
No.
Okay, just basic maintenance. Okay.
Yeah, we purchased it in 2013. I think she did that renovation in 2007.
Time goes by fast.
Oh my gosh.
I was in that house in 2007. It was Marilyn Morin's house. Yeah.
Any other questions the board has or concerns? Anything else to add?
I think we've got it all.
All right, so we will recess and the board will recess and go into the deliberative session. We'll send you a notice in three weeks with that decision, the board. It'll be by certified mail, so hopefully it'll come quick as soon as we put it in the mailbox.
So I guess I do have one question. The gentleman that came around, I think it was French, his name was?
Andrew, yes.
He had the same information from the last time he did this, and he remembered walking around the property, so he should have given the assessors that information, correct?
Yeah, so what he does, the data collectors go out and they verify the data that we have already in town. So they make measurements, check the measurements. If something changes, they make the change. Then they send their information to the company that does the reappraisal to do the data entry. So if something has changed, the data entry people will change it. They make note of when the data collector was there on the site. And then we update all the assessed base rates and the land values and update all the depreciation schedules. And that data gets applied to those base rates. And that's how we come up with the new values. So that's how it works. The data collectors are really just verifying data. The Colchester data is very good. It's always been very good. So, most of the homes that have been around since for the last 3 to 4 reappraisals going back to the 90s, that data has been reviewed multiple times.
Okay. Because he had it and he checked it off. It was all pretty much the same as the last time you had seen it.
Yep.
So, okay, that's it. Unless you have questions for us.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You provided us with a lot of information.